Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, entertainment critic Howard Rosenberg for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Hello, is this D&D Roofing?
Yes, it is. How may I help you?
You did such a great job on my roof. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner.
Oh, can I speak to your supervisor?
Sure.
How may I help you?
I love your work. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner. We're all owners. Well, that's why at D&D we work so hard to keep your home safe and sound.
Oh, no wonder.
D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal. Local, employee-owned, here for you.
The holidays are upon us. A time of celebration, family gathering, and gratitude. There are gifts to be wrapped, feasts prepared, love shared, and memories made. Life is precious. So let us cherish each other and all that we have. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We thank you for letting us enrich your lives, and thank you for your support throughout the year. Happy holidays.
RANNV.org.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always delighted to welcome to the program Howard Rosenberg, the entertainment critic in this role today, or at least for a portion of the show. So all these companies are going to start streaming video, and they're all pay-per company programs.
Right.
So you can take your cable that you're paying $150, $160 for, or your satellite that you're paying the same amount for. Now you can pay $5 here, $5 there, $10 there, and by the time you're done, you're up to $160.
Exactly.
Up until the last time we talked, you did not have any streaming services.
I still don't.
Okay, so what you gonna do?
I'm not gonna do anything. It'll ultimately get to me one way or another.
How?
I have no idea, and I don't really care. You know, the thing that what they don't seem to get is half the fun is channel surfing. Well, when you need 97 machines to channel surf, it's no fun anymore. It's become a pain in the butt. And they're thinking about this in terms of big business. Most of us aren't big business people, Sam. We just want to be entertained. Some people go for a specific show at a specific time. I love Madam Secretary. All right, it's 10 o'clock at night on a Sunday, but it's on one of the networks. I can find it. The rest of them have to go searching? No, thank you.
So no. What do you do when Madam Secretary disappears onto CBS All Access at $9.95 a month?
I don't think that will ever happen, because the majority of people are old people like me.
No, they're not the majority. Know. You're no longer the majority.
Yes, we are.
Baby boomers are not the majority. Sam, millennials are the majority.
You're thinking in terms of numbers. I'm thinking in terms of money and how it's spent. We are still the majority.
They haven't cared about you for 40 years.
I couldn't care less, as long as they care about me for the next 10 or so, because I'm 100 years old now. What difference does it make?
No, but my point is this. The New York Times, about 40 years ago, mm-hmm. wrote an editorial that said that the media ignores people 55 plus at their peril because, as you said, they have all the money. But they still aim everything at the kids because they're trying to build brand loyalty.
Is that what that's called?
Well, yes, because whatever toilet paper you buy when you're, you know, in your 20s is likely to be the toilet paper you continue to buy through the rest of your life. It's called brand loyalty.
You mean they're still making that stuff that I used to use 100 years ago? Sam, I don't know about brand loyalty or anything at all like that. I know who watches what, because I get telephone calls constantly. What happened to my program? It was on here. It was on the, you know, that kind of thing. It's enough to drive you crazy. And still, ultimately, when it comes down to it, network television, network entertainment is still the choice of most people because it's what we're most familiar with. Although, ABC, Channel 8 in Reno, now it's Disney. Everything that they do is Disney. It's one large advertising platform for Disney.
And that would be Channel 13 in Las Vegas. And so you're absolutely right. It's cross-market promotion. And their biggest promotion that you're going to see over the next several years, but especially in the next 6 months, is going to be their Disney Channel that they are going to be selling as a service. Okay. And it's going to be one of the biggest rollouts ever, and they're going to use every platform, ESPN, ABC, you name it, whatever they own, they're going to be promoting that channel.
But there's also the people like Spectrum.
Charter,
Who want you to be able to have access to those things through their formats. Okay, fine. I have Spectrum. At least I think I have Spectrum. I pay for something. I have no idea what it is.
Okay, and you're right. And if we broaden the picture here, one of the things that's fascinating to me is nothing ever goes away.
True.
Even though they say that this is going to bump out that, you think about it, silent movies were going to get killed by radio. Radio didn't kill movies. Movies got sound, but it didn't kill them. Then AM radio is going to get killed by FM radio. They're both still alive.
Right.
They're still thriving.
Exactly.
Cable TV is thriving. It was going to get killed by streaming. No. It continues. Movie theaters were going to go away. A certain Professor Rosenberg told me
Yes, they are.
No.
Sam, go to the movies.
I do.
I do too. I live in the movies. And, you know, the average age of the audience in the movies is deceased. Old people like me. The kids aren't going
what
anymore.
What time of day do you go to the movies?
Usually in the early afternoon.
Right.
When older people go.
Right, but
because
you miss the young people.
The young people are
there at night.
No, they're not, Sam. They're not. The Hollywood Reporter today was absolutely amazed. I can't remember the name of the damned movie, but it's a one-off on The Shining. It was supposed to be the biggest thing that ever hit. It died at the box office. The young people were supposed to go and see it. They didn't. You know what made them money this weekend? Midway.
Well,
made a fortune.
Well, and
old people like me. Nobody's as old as I am.
You can include me in the clan at this point. But Marvel Entertainment is not thriving on old people.
No.
It's thriving on young people.
It's not thriving,
oh,
Sam.
Oh, come on. Are you kidding me?
It's what gets the most publicity, but it's not thriving.
These are billion-dollar movies.
That's what they're spending on them, Sam, not what they're taking in.
Around the world they are. Maybe not just in the United States.
You put your hand on something that's really important. We're not making movies for an American audience anymore.
A worldwide
audience.
We're
making movies for Asian audiences. Our biggest market is China.
But it's everybody's biggest market.
That may well be, but if they decide to, you know, close that market off, we're in a lot of trouble because we haven't got enough to support it.
And neither do they in their own industry. So, I mean, you know, that's an even battle. I mean, you go around the world, and you traveled all over the world in earlier days, and I still travel. And every country you go to, you see American shows, American movies dubbed into the language because they do not have the production capabilities.
I showed a film to a group that I've been teaching for the last couple of weeks, well, the last 4 weeks. It's called the OSHA Lifelong Learning Institute. And we watched La Cage Folle. And it was so wonderful talking to a group of people who knew what the hell I was talking about because they're old enough. They know the context that it comes from. Do you remember a film called The Day the Earth Stood Still?
Sure.
1951. It was made for, I think, $29.95. Most of that was aluminum foil to wrap Gort in because they didn't have any money. Robert Wise's film, his first directorial effort, and it was a fantastic film. We discussed that movie for the better part of three quarters of an hour after it was over. They got it. They understood it. They knew what was going on. Today, the youngsters, we go to a movie. I went to see Motherless Brooklyn. I have no idea what that film was about. I left 15 minutes before it ended because I wanted to go back and see it from the beginning again to see if I could figure out where the hell it was going. But the films that they're making these days, they don't have a beginning, they don't have a middle, they don't have an end.
Okay.
I'm sorry, there's no story.
That is such a broad...
Have you seen Judy?
Yes, it was awful. Thank you very much. We're shaking hands for those listening on the radio or on podcast.
I mean, was that a disaster or was that
a
disaster?
Well,
it was a great one-note performance.
It was a wonderful performance by Renee Zellweger.
15 minutes is great. But the rest of it?
Well, it was just such a sad story and it missed all the good parts.
Did you ever see Judy? Did you ever see Judy live?
Only in the movie, no. No. I'm too young for that.
I can remember going to the Boston Gardens to see Judy Garland and watching an audience. I wasn't smart enough to recognize it then, but I recognize it now. Watching an audience will a performer to get through a show. It was only all of us pulling together that got Judy through it. But what we saw in Judy the movie is one small snippet. But
and 6 weeks
for two
before,
hours.
Yeah, and 6 weeks before her life ended. I mean,
exactly.
She had incredible problems throughout her life.
Right.
And they just took a sliver, and that was a sad
but
thing.
But imagine going through what Renee Zellweger went through to do this. She even had plastic surgery.
Oh, no. Well, it was a phenomenal performance. It was just a very depressing movie to go see.
Another example
of a movie like that was the movie about Margaret Thatcher.
Iron Lady.
Yes, and I thought that, she had fans and enemies, obviously.
Right.
But it took the worst parts of her and illuminated them, and none of the best parts of
her at
all.
And for some strange reason, Hollywood seems to think that's entertainment. I don't get it. I want to be lifted up. I don't want to be smashed down and then stamped on. I don't want to spend $10. And that's what you spend to go to the movies. It costs you more at the box office, at the concession stand, than it does at the box office.
Well, it's like gaming.
It's insane.
You know, gaming in the old days, which is you bring people in mm-hmm. at the low price, and so you get cheap food, and you know, you get a cheap hotel room. And well, right, but I mean, that's what movie theaters are doing because they want to continue to bring people in.
But they're not doing it. Sam, $4.50 for a box of Junior Mints that I can buy for 99 cents? And you're not supposed to bring food in with
you. Okay, that's been going on
Boy,
your whole life.
Do I ever load up before I walk
in. Okay, Howard, that has been going on your entire life.
True.
That they have been overcharging on the concessions. And, you know, it's kind of
but
funny.
But not to this
oh,
degree.
Oh, yes. They.
No.
Well, it's called inflation. Look, Disney.
Inflation, my bumper.
I thought Disney was brilliant. Disney World, a few years ago, where the in-room food that you could buy, the candy bars, et cetera, were all 7-Eleven prices. And I thought, how genius. You sell a lot because you make a little profit on each, but you sell a lot of them. You mm-hmm. do it by volume. I've never understood the other side of that, where you charge a huge amount. But then I see a lot of people eating giant bags of popcorn.
Well, there's even signs you can't bring in a backpack because they're afraid that you're going to bring in contraband.
Well, I don't think that's what that's about.
What?
I think that's a little bit more serious than
that. You think?
Well, the fact that you have subtle warnings now,
that's true.
They say
if
here are the emergency exits, and if there's a reason to leave,
get
do
away
so
from
in
the
an
theater.
Orderly,
yeah.
And so I think that that's a question of times.
I hadn't thought about
we'll
that.
We'll talk more about this and Martin Scorsese when we come back.
Okay.
Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot with over 450 of the latest slots and video games. Sully Sports Bar, the Dining Car Restaurant, William Hill Sportsbook, and the Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge. We're just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Yeah.
Because of UMC, there's a wide open road ahead of me.
Because of UMC, she can grow up with her twin sister.
Because of UMC, I'm here to help you.
UMC, the highest level of care in Nevada.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse is known for signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. Join us Thursdays and Friday nights from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Steakhouse Lounge for live music, gourmet plates, and well-priced wines just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with entertainment critic Howard Rosenberg. So, Martin Scorsese has made a movie called The Irishman for Netflix.
Yes.
It is going to play in movie theaters for a very short run, so it'll qualify for the Oscars, the Academy Awards. But then it will go on to the streaming service Netflix. Major stars in the directing world, as well as the stars of the films themselves, have all moved into this new venue. Amazon has billions of dollars to spend on movies. Netflix has billions of dollars. Apple has billions of dollars. That's where this is going.
But.
And he, by the way, Scorsese doesn't like it. Okay. But he's going to live with it because he needs the money.
He doesn't have any choice.
Right.
But here's the problem. All of the movies today are being made for a smaller screen. So that when you go to the movies, you're not getting a full movie experience with a lot of the stuff that we're seeing. And that's terrible, Sam, because a large screen in a huge auditorium with other people around you is different from sitting at home and looking at a smaller screen. And I don't care if you've got a 65-inch screen in your home, it's not the same thing. And that's what Martin Scorsese is bitching about, and I don't blame him. Because we're missing a good part of the movie experience.
Okay, and so technically, I mean, I don't know if you can even explain this technically, because I certainly couldn't. But I mean, I know that we have, you know, HD quality television. We now have 4K quality television. Hang on. That multiplies the quality of the picture by a multiple of 4. They're looking now at 8K and 16K down the road. What are they doing in movie theaters to cut this back?
Do you want to know how to figure out how this works beautifully? Get hold of Samson and Delilah. All right, Hedy Lamarr and Victor Mature. That last sequence in the film when he knocks down the temple. All right, watch it on your DVD. Then see if you can find it someplace in a movie theater and look at the difference. They're the same film, but they're shown on different formats. And it's the format that's different, Sam. And that format kills what should be the movie experience.
Okay. Salmon swim upstream, right, to spawn?
Mm-hmm.
So are you not swimming upstream at this point against what is now already a done deal, which is people are looking at movies on their watches, for goodness sake.
I know it, but if they're crazy, that's their problem, not mine. I can still scream, rant, and rave against it so that you know what it is that you're missing, or at least have an idea. Maybe Rosenberg is right.
But
I don't know if this is going to make any sense, but let me just... This is how it tends to operate. You know what you know. Okay? You know what you don't know. But you don't know what you don't know. And the more you eliminate choice for a movie-going audience, the more the audience becomes inured to what it could be rather than what it is.
All right. Do you think that Star Wars, the last movie coming out, is going to be lesser in quality?
Yes.
Get out of here.
Yes.
Technical quality?
Technical quality? What do you mean by technical quality?
I mean, the quality
of what?
Yeah, the quality of what is on the screen.
Yes, I do, because it's not going to be in a huge theater.
Yes, it is.
Well, if it's in a huge theater, then the possibility
exists that it might work. It'll be an IMAX, for goodness sake.
Fine. But then, this is going to really sound crazy. There are times when some films are shown in formats that are too big for them, and swamps what they've got to offer.
Right. Well, and I don't disagree with that. But I mean, the idea that a movie, you know, I mean, there is no way that Star Wars is not going to be the highest quality audio and video that you've ever seen.
But Sam, if they haven't got a story to tell me and tell me in a format that I can understand, what the hell difference does it make?
Okay, so you didn't like the previous eight?
Hell no. The first three are brilliant. After that, downhill all the way. It's a disaster.
So you didn't like George Lucas's third trilogy?
No.
And you didn't like J.J.
No.
Abrams' reboot?
No. Absolutely not.
You know, what do you think the box office is going to be worldwide on that movie?
Sam, there's no excuse for bad taste. People will spend money on what they want to see, and good luck to them. I agree to disagree with a lot of people, all right? You know, Howard Rosenberg has never been one that says, you're right, dear, you're right. No, I'm sorry. When I have an opinion about something, I'll spit out my opinion. You're entitled to yours. My mother once said something to me when I was savaging a film. She looked at me and she said, who died and elected you God? Well, that's what critics do. They elect themselves God. They tell you what they feel. That's it. Years and years ago, we did a study to see if I had any major impact on, you know, how much money a movie took in Reno, because I was really worried about it. I mean, you know, they spend a lot of money on these things, and Howard Rosenberg says it stinks and people don't go and see it. That's not good. Go see for yourself, and then we have something to fight about. But we need to talk to one another. The whole thing of movies is they're personal. You sit in an audience, but it's talking to you. And everyone else's feelings in the theater amplify your own feelings. I learned long ago, when I go to review a movie, I go to see the film first, and then I go to see the audience next, and I watch the audience. Because I may think it stinks, but everybody else in that theater had a wonderful time. It's my job to say, 9,000 people had the best time in the world. There was one old fart that didn't have a good time. You're looking at them.
And we'll be right back.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Are you a homeowner who's interested in remodeling or building a home? At Design Outdoor, we can show you how adding natural or manufactured masonry stone can add beauty and value to your home. And we refer only the best contractors. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
Hey guys, are you watching the game at a friend's or the bar again because you can't watch at home with your wife? Or worse, because she kicked you out and kept your couch, your flat screen, and your kids? What's the one thing a man needs when he loses a good woman? A good lawyer. And when he loses a bad woman, he needs a great lawyer. What makes a good woman a bad woman? You tell me. You're the one that can't watch the game in your own home. I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and I represent men in divorce, custody, and family law matters.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take an Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have the last couple of minutes here with Howard Rosenberg. You lost a good friend recently, Rip Taylor.
Yes. Yes.
Tell us about the real Rip Taylor for a minute.
He was the funniest thing on 2 feet. He wasn't putting it on. He was Rip Taylor. That's what he did. And a bunch of one-liners was zinging around in his head constantly, and he would pull one out for the right time at the right place, and it was just hysterical. He was a good, sweet, gentle man who put up the biggest front that ever lived and ruled the world, his world, with where he was.
Most people don't know that you actually wrote for Rip Taylor.
A couple of things, nothing big, but he had cards that all of his jokes were on, and the cards would take up this entire table. And, you know, this big by about so big, because they had to be printed big. And, you know, he would use all kinds of props. He was one of the original prop comedians. I was going through the garage after he passed away, and I found a box of his stuff. And I picked out one thing, and I laughed so hard, Sam, I thought I was going to really have an accident, because it was a mannequin's hand like this with a slinky in it. Palm Springs.
Rip Taylor, in memoriam.
Yes.
Thank you, Howard.
Thank you.
And we'll be right back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Kenny, Dad? Why are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this.
Wow, this stuff is great. People are gonna love it.
Yes. Yes, they were.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion. For romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lorianne, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head-on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. You can also download podcasts of the show free of charge at iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. Also, you can subscribe to our YouTube channel. Everywhere is Nevada Newsmakers. We'll see you on the next broadcast.